Joining us now on the Nicolay Law fan line, he is Eric Name from The Athletic. Eric, good afternoon. I should probably turn hold on.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, there you are. Yeah. How's Beantown treating you?
Not bad. Not bad at all.
Good to hear. All right. Before we get to what Giannis said and what Doc said and Chris's health, Mrs. Thunder was at the game last night as a fan wearing her Giannis jersey. And I'm just going to read to you what she wrote to me and get your reactions. They looked slow and a little tired. They didn't seem to have much oomph for sustained periods. I thought the baby bucks at the end looked exciting. The team seemed overly reliant on fouls and couldn't make a shot in the fourth quarter. How'd she do as a junior The Athletic reporter from the stands?
Not bad. It was not pretty last night. This has been two games in a row where the Bucks just have not shown the intensity and focus that they need on the defensive end. And really, I mean, you look at these two games. Doc Rivers said it after the game. Damian Lillard said it. Like, these are two games that they should have won. They should have gone into tonight's matchup against the Boston Celtics. And yes, it would have been on a back-to-back, and it's going to be tough and all those things. But at least they would have been 3-0 going into this game. And now instead they are 1-2. And if the way that they play defense is any indicator of how they're going to play defense tonight, they will be 1-3 after the night. And then, you know, you've started the season 4 games in 6 days, which are always tough stretches, but you start off with, you know, just not getting the job done. You start off with a really poor start, a really uninspiring start, and you kind of got to work from behind after that, which is just not something you want to do when the goal here is fighting for one of the top spots in the Eastern Conference and ultimately fighting for the chance to win another championship.
Never fun to play from behind. What has been the issue on defense? What have you seen? What are they doing wrong, or what are they not doing that's leading to, giving up 133 points to the Bulls and not having the energy they needed against the Nets?
Yeah, I mean, I just think you saw in game one how focused they were. You know, all the rotations were on point. They were doing the things that they needed to do. They were locked in. They knew that it was going to be the Tyrese Maxey show. So, you know, they took care of business. And from the very start, they were making their rotations and doing what they needed to do. And, you know, when you look at my story from today at The Athletic, there's just these moments where, you know, Damian Lillard gets screened at the top of the floor and just dies on that screen, and Dennis Schroeder pulls up for a three. You know, Bobby Portis just loses his mark and lets him run to the corner free while Bobby Portis stands on the other side of the floor and he tees up a corner three. Like, those are just inexcusable defensive habits. Like, those aren't things that should happen. There's no, like, oh, you know, they are, you know, they're not athletic enough, or they're not, they're not run the right scheme. I have no idea if they are, because they aren't executing. They're not doing the work. So we saw it on night one. I thought, you know, we saw a really good night from Gary Trent Jr. He was locked in on Tyrese Maxey, you know, 6 blocks from Brook Lopez. You see all these things and you think, okay, well, maybe they actually have the defensive talent that they need to, you know, be top half in the league in defense. And now it's been two games where they just haven't shown up. And, you know, in both scenarios, we've heard from Damian Lillard and, you know, we've heard from players on the team that these were games that they thought they should have won. And that's okay. Like, it's okay to think you are better than another team, but you still need to show up and you still need to perform. And I think one of the biggest things that we learned during the Mike Budenholzer era was in those games, the Bucks would come out in the first half, blow the doors off these teams, and then all of a sudden they'd be resting in the fourth quarter because they had a 20-point lead. And they just aren't taking care of business in that way against these young teams. And now, unfortunately for them, every young team will have seen these two games and thought, okay, well, if we come out and play hard for the first 24 minutes of the game, the first two quarters, we could be in this thing at halftime, and they might not try hard enough to really put us behind the eight ball. We could control this game, and then all of a sudden in the second half, we could win this thing. So let's just come out here and try to take it to these guys. And that's a really bad message to send to the rest of the league, because that means all 82, you're going to have to play hard. And the Bucks just haven't brought it in that way in these last two games.
Eric Name from The Athletic joining us. You can follow him on Twitter at Eric_Name. That's E-R-I-C-N-E-H-M. Why? Why aren't they playing harder? Like, why? These are professional basketball. I mean, I was at my daughter, you know, my daughter's a freshman in high school, and she's playing, you know, fall league at Pewaukee High School last night, and they're missing their marks. Like, Kettle Moraine Lutheran blew them out of the water yesterday. Like, they did not know where to be on defense. They're 14. Why isn't there an expectation that professional basketball players at this level know where they're supposed to be and then are going to expend said effort to get to where they're supposed to be? Is that too much to ask?
I don't think it is. For me, it's kind of been perplexing to watch the start of the season. As you know, we heard throughout the preseason and training camp, like, this team felt disrespected. They felt like, you know, they weren't going to, you know, be picked to win the East or even be in the top four in the East. And that was something that we were told made them mad, that they thought they deserved more respect. And unfortunately, the only way you're going to get respect is actually going out and playing hard. And that hasn't been the case in these last two games. So they have a lot of soul searching to do, and they have to figure out what it's going to take for them to bring it on a nightly basis.
I'm looking at your article right now, and first of all, I think it's really cool that it's like a New York Times. It's The Athletic, but it's also New York Times. And I just want to say, I think that's pretty cool. Like, did you ever think you'd be writing for the New York Times?
It's pretty great. Yeah.
That's awesome. And so if you're not subscribing to the New York Times or to The Athletic, you really should be, simply for Eric's stuff. I mean, they do all sorts of great stuff, but Eric's is the best, really. So you really should be reading his articles. I don't want to make too much of it because it's only three games in. But how fun would it have been if they were undefeated going into the game tonight? And it's Bucks-Celtics, like the Bucks-Celtics games we've watched over the past 5-6 years, where there's that real rivalry. And I almost feel like the Bucks have taken that away from us. Like, they've done it themselves.
I will say I was looking forward to this one, just a couple days into the season. Bucks-Celtics, and even though they were going to be on a back-to-back, you know, in my head it was they're playing the Nets that aren't very good. They should probably take care of business pretty early in that one. And who knows, they may even have fresh legs. The regulars might have played 25 to 30 minutes and they'd be good to go, but that isn't the case. So now the Bucks have to find a way to bring it against the best team in the league, and this Celtics team is very good at taking advantage of the problems that you have defensively. They move the ball a lot. They drive and kick a lot. They shoot a ton of threes. Yep. They are built in many ways to expose the exact same things that we've seen exposed from this Bucks team in the last week. So it's put up. I mean, I agree with you that I hate to say three games in the NBA season that's put up or shut up time, but like this Bucks team just has to improve. They have to show a much higher level than what we've seen here in the first week of the season.
You know, reading toward the end of your article, you talk where Brook Lopez says, I mean, in a messed up way, it's good because we know what it is. We have the answers. It's been repeated 100 times. We have the answers to the test. It's obviously up to us. And then Giannis says, we got to play better. We got to improve our offense. And then, of course, the quote that's gone viral is that we don't have an identity. You know, we don't know who we are. I actually think in a big picture way, for a team not to have its identity three games into the season, like, a lot of teams probably don't have their identities yet. But back to your point, this team, while maybe it's okay that you don't have your identity, it wasn't supposed to be that you don't work hard and you're lazy and you're slow and you're old. We know you're old, but all the rest of those things, those were the things they were supposed to have addressed.
Yeah, and I think it's, while Giannis does say, you know, we don't know what our identity is, and I can see where he's coming from. I think it's more it's more closely aligned with what Brooke Lopez said, where we do know what our identity is supposed to be. We're just not doing it right now. And, yep. and I think it's pretty clear, right? Like, this is a team that needs to be very good on offense. This is not the Bud Bucks, where under Bud they were going to be a top five defense and then hopefully a top five offense as well, or a top 10 offense. And, you know, they were going to score enough that the great defense could carry them. They flipped the formula. This is supposed to be a very good offense that plays enough defense to get there. And playing enough defense is going to require every night. That's what they're focused on. The buckets should come pretty easily. They have and they haven't thus far this year. You know, 124 points against the Sixers, 122 points against the Bulls. So there's been two games where it came pretty easy, and then against the Nets, that wasn't there last night. So the offense should be the easier thing. If they put their focus on doing what they need to do defensively, I think that's where everything sort of works, is that, like, you have to zone in there. You have to make sure that you're focused on that end. And if you do that, then the offense will score enough. It's clear that this offense can score enough. There's enough talent on this roster, even if they're turning the ball over too much and they haven't executed at the highest level. Like, there's enough talent on this roster that the offense is going to be good enough. Every night, they know going in, they have to bring the effort defensively. And if they do that, they can put themselves in a position to win. So to me, that's, again, like, I don't know if that tells you exactly what their identity is, but, you know, going into every game, they know, or at least they should know, that they're going to have to bring the effort defensively. They don't have a Drew Holiday that, you know, they can lazily get their way through the first half and then say, all right, Drew, go shut them down. Yep. And that's going to happen. That doesn't exist anymore. They need to be locked in defensively. And then hopefully they can do it the other way, right? Where it's just like, all right, Dame, Giannis, let's roll the ball out. Let's each score 30 and we'll go home and we'll have a win. And to me, like, again, I don't know if that's a perfect identity. I don't know if that's exactly what they need to hear. You know, I don't know if it's like perfectly clean, but to me, it's pretty simple how this team's going to win basketball games if they're going to win basketball games this season.
Eric Name from The Athletic joining us here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's. My name's Mitch Nellis, a.k.a. Thunder, in for Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. So to the layman watching the game, whether it's tonight in Boston, whether it's at Memphis or the two back-to-backs against Cleveland, is it just giving – what am I watching for? Is it just that guys are working, you know, better to get under or over screens, giving up less open shots, rotating more on defense? What will, if we're watching the game, what will we see that means, oh, they're being active on defense tonight?
Yeah, I mean, I think the big thing is you're going to want the bigs near the rim. That's kind of the whole goal of this defense that they're running, is keeping Brooke Lopez and Giannis Antetokounmpo near the rim, and when Bobby Portis is in as well, him as well. So the two big men should be near the rim. They should be taking care of the glass. They should be getting bodies on, you know, the other team as those missed shots go up. And then on the perimeter, you know, you're going to have the ability to do some switching. You're going to have the ability to stay in front. The big thing that they've been trying to do, and the big thing that has been a problem in these last two games, is if you're watching a Bucks point of attack defender, their goal is to push their offensive player to the sideline. So it doesn't matter what sideline they're on or what side of the floor they're on. The goal is to keep them on that side. So you don't want, you know, if I'm Damian Lillard and I'm sitting in the middle of the floor, I want my guy to go right or left, depending on, you know, what the scouting report says. But if I'm trying to push them that way, they can't break into the middle. Because once you get into the middle, and I showed an example of it in my story today at The Athletic, like, if you get into the middle, then it makes the help defenders out of position. It makes help defense difficult. It makes rotations difficult. If you can control where the ball is supposed to go, if you can control where the ball is, you make everything easier defensively. So I think if you are just a random Bucks fan watching the game, anytime you see ball handler for the Boston Celtics get to the middle of the floor, that's a problem. That is not what the Bucks are trying to do. They are trying to keep all the dribble penetration to one side of the floor and then rotate off of that. And the Celtics are very good, so they know that as well. They're going to try to beat that. And also, the Celtics are very good at dribble handoffs and dribble penetration and getting to the basket in different ways. So they might be able to take advantage of the Bucks in that way by just staying on the sideline that, you know, they've been forced to stay on. But at least the Bucks can make their rotations off of that. So the Bucks may end up being in rotation a lot, but if they can control where the ball is, then they're executing defensively. And that is something that we haven't seen these last two games.
Eric, I feel like as a fan, you've given me an assignment. I say assignment accepted. I accept that challenge. And I'm even more excited to watch the game tonight because, as we know in sports, you know, the Ravens can go to Cleveland and be favored by 8.5, and everything could be going wrong for Cleveland and right for Baltimore, and of course Cleveland wins that game. You just never know. The Bucks, everything's going wrong. It's only two games, but it seems like already people are questioning them. The Celtics, people are already crowning them as the champion. Well, let's let them play it out on the court and see what happens tonight. I'm excited for it, and I have an assignment now, so I understand the assignment. Thank you, Eric.
All right, sounds good.
Thanks, Eric. That's Eric Name from The Athletic joining us here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's. He's at all 82. He breaks it down like no one in the business. If you're not paying to subscribe to The Athletic or The New York Times, you should be. I feel like every day they have specials, and it's less and less than it used to be. And it's just, you know, the insight is great. And it preps us. We are now prepped to watch Celtics-Bucks tonight, 6:30.